It is Friday. You finished your first week of full school this week. All right. You made it through. Way to go. Okay, I want you to open up your Bibles or go on your smartphone and find Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18. It's found on page 952 of your pew Bibles. Open them up and keep them open. Ephesians 5, 18. All right, as you're doing that, I want to teach you the refrain of one of my favorite hymns. I'm going to start singing, and I hope some of you know it, and you're going to join in and help me out and sing it loud, all right? It goes like this. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. Wow, I choked a little at the end there. Okay. All right, some of you know it. Few of you know it. It's an oldie. Put the words up on their PC. All right, now you're going to sing it with me again. It's a simple tune. All right, here we go. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. That was sweet. Thank you. How many of you over Christmas break stayed close to home? A few of you? Whoa, a lot of you. All right. How many of you had the ability to travel somewhere over Christmas break? Okay, several of you too. I was fortunate with my family to be able to travel to Florida over Christmas break. Oh, it was nice. I mean, I'm closing my eyes right now because it was just 2 weeks ago today. I'm there right now. I'm standing right now about this time on the beach of Anna Marie Island, Florida, and it's close to 79 degrees right now. Yeah, it's nice. I don't want to leave, but I had to leave, and I had to come back. And I did come back, and that Monday morning when I walked into my office at the Keppel House, the first thing I saw when I came into my office was this plant. And this plant didn't look like it's looking like right now. In fact, when I walked into my office, all these leaves were tightly curled up, and they were very crusty and dry. And the soil of the plant was bone dry for good reasons because it hadn't been watered for over 2 weeks. And I thought, oh my gosh, I killed the dang plant. And that was my first thought. But each day since then, I have been slowly, just regularly, daily watering this plant. And as you can see, it's recovered quite nicely. This plant has been revived from its dry, dead-like state. And as I've looked at this plant over the last couple weeks, it's reminded me of the verse that I asked you to open your Bibles to, Ephesians 5:18. And in the middle of that verse, Paul writes to the Christians in Ephesus, and he says to them, be filled with the Spirit. I'll say it again. Paul writes to the Christians in Ephesus, be filled with the Spirit. Now, that be filled, that verb there is in the imperative present tense, which means Paul is giving them a command to keep on being filled with the Holy Spirit. It's not a one-time command. It's an ongoing call to continually be infilled with the Holy Spirit. Now, that's good for some of us here to know, because some of us, when we became Christians, when we said yes to Jesus, we received the Holy Spirit, and we thought we were good for life. Everything's all taken care of. And the Apostle Paul would agree with that, but he would also say that you need to regularly, daily, be infilled with the Holy Spirit, just like my wonderful little plant needs to be watered daily and regularly as well. Why is that? Why is that? Because as Christians, sometimes we can close ourselves off to the Holy Spirit. We can cut ourselves off to the work and the influence of the Holy Spirit that is in us. In fact, Paul, in his same letter to the Christians in Ephesus, warns them not to grieve the Holy Spirit. That word literally means to offend the Holy Spirit, to go against the Holy Spirit. And then again, in his letter to the Christians in Thessalonica, he warns them not to quench the Holy Spirit, which means to extinguish, dampen, hinder, repress, prevent the Holy Spirit from exerting its influence. Those are strong words that Paul uses, that we can grieve the Holy Spirit. We can quench the Holy Spirit. So what's that look like when we grieve the Holy Spirit or quench the Holy Spirit? Well, it's those times in our lives where we cut ourselves off or close ourselves off to the influence of the Holy Spirit, when the influence is trying to prompt us or lead us or speak to us or direct us. It's those times when the Holy Spirit is trying to do its work in our lives that we basically say, read the hand. Nope, don't want to do it. I want to do life my way. And in our disobedience and in our pride, we go into seasons, and I think many of us can give testimony to this, where we experience seasons of spiritual dryness or deadness, just like my plant did a couple weeks ago. So, what do we do with that? What do we do with that when we're in those seasons of spiritual dryness or deadness? Well, it reminds me of the two students I met with right before break, back-to-back meetings. And they came in, and I felt like I just had identical meetings because both of these students came into my office, both of them were Christians, and they both began to voice, or I would say a better term, they began to confess how they were living lives that were so selfish and so self-centered. It was all about them, and that how that nurtured a judgmental and a resentful spirit towards others, which only led them to distance themselves from other people and from God. That's what it looks like when we close ourselves off to the Holy Spirit. John Stott, in his book, Baptism in Fullness, The Work of the Holy Spirit Today, he writes this. He says, the failure or poor performance of many Christians today are evidence not of their need to be baptized with the Spirit, but of their need to recover the fullness of the Spirit. What Stott is doing is affirming what the Apostle Paul said. He's saying we need to be infilled with the Holy Spirit daily, regularly in our lives if we are going to live lives faithful to Jesus. So how do we do that? How do we live lives where we yield ourselves to the Holy Spirit, where we submit ourselves to the Holy Spirit, where we are regularly being infilled with the Holy Spirit? What does that practically look like? Okay, now open that text of the Bible, whether on your smartphone or on your pew Bible. And there in verse 18, Paul says again in the middle of the verse, be filled with the Spirit. But then Paul goes on to give us two suggestions of how we can do that. Are you ready? He says this, be filled with the Spirit as you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs among yourselves, singing and making melody to the Lord in your hearts, giving thanks to God the Father at all times for everything in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul gives two suggestions how we can be regularly infilled with the Holy Spirit. He says it's through a prayer and it's through a song. So let me offer you a prayer that you can use as we want to yield ourselves, as we want to submit ourselves to the Holy Spirit each and every day. It's a prayer I use quite often. It's from Bill Hybels' book, Just Walk Across the Room. And the prayer goes like this. My life is in your hands, God. Use me to point someone towards you today. I promise to cooperate in any way I can. If you want me to say a word for you today, I'll do it. If you want me to keep quiet but demonstrate love and servanthood by your Spirit's power, I will. I am fully available to you today, so guide me by your Spirit. That's a prayer that I can offer. If you'd like a copy of that prayer, go to our campus ministry website. It's on the front page, or email it to me, and I'll give it to you. But that kind of posture, to be in a posture of humility, yielding ourselves to the Holy Spirit each day, that's the prayer that I can offer you. Here's a song that I can offer you. It's a song that I've been singing a lot lately. It goes something like this. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. Be filled with the Spirit as you sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs among yourselves, singing and making melody to the Lord in your hearts, giving thanks to God the Father at all times and for everything in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Go in peace.